Yet an extra 15 amot that will be matter to you is atir lechachamim mishlocha nosn lecha. Shlo yatiru lecha elu mishum. That's one thing. Is mishlocha nosn lecha. They gave it to you from your own place. That's your place. Now another thing he says is shlo yatiru lecha elu mishum shvus. They're only matter for you certain things mishum shvus. That the Gemara says of Shim is saying another locha about a shayla, about a kshirin and an aniva. If you're allowed to make a knot, they're only a bow. If Shim says you can only make a bow, because they're only matu to be over nisa shvus and not to be over nisa derais. Alright, we'll see that in the Gemara. He's saying two different halachas here of Shimon. The less layatiru lechayel mishum shvus. In a certain case, the rabbanon were only make it to you, and the oifim you're doing a shvus and this is the rabbanon of making a bow and not making a kesha derais. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Tovi bar Kisna, Omer Shmuel. Hamachnit tomei sheretz lemigdash. If you bring inside the migdash something that became tomei from a sheretz, now the sheretz is navatuma, like Rashi says, and the sheretz touched the kli shenitma b'sheretz, a keli that became tomei because the sheretz touched it. If such a kli is hamachnit tomei sheretz lemigdash, is chayiv yichayiv to bring in such a kli. Rashi chayiv chatis b'shoygein v'koras al zdoinun mishum ki es migdash Hashem tomei from the posik. You're being a tam of the base of Migdash. So just like a Kayin Tomei can't come in, who are then you can't bring in a Keli that's Tomei either. A Keli that's a Rishon L'Tumah. The Sheretz touched the Kli is a Rishon L'Tumah. It's awesome with your Isa to bring in this Keli into the base of Migdash. Mashenken Sheretz Atzmai. Let's say you have a Sheretz outside the base of Migdash, and for some reason you want to take it along with you inside when you walk in the base of Migdash. Is Potter bringing the sheretz goofer in, for that your pot, there's no wisdom with your eyes, so bringing the sheretz into the base of Migdash. Chorot Samad Nazach, the more my timer, what kind of svar is that? That the keli is only tomei because it touched the sheretz. And that is usher, so how could the makor hatuma be mutter? How could the sheretz be mutter? Oma Chorot the Mark, what the Pasuk says, Mizocho v'yad nekeva tishochu. That you have to throw out, if somebody's tomei, you have to throw him out of the base of Migdash. You have to throw him out. So he dashin mi sheyesh loy tayra b'mikvah, something that adds tumei, but this tumah has a tayra b'mikvah. You could put it into the mikvah, then it'll become tor. Such a tumah, the Torah says, you have to throw it out of the base of Migdash. There's an issa to bring it into the base of Migdash. So the issa of not to be metama in the base of Migdash only applies to something that when it's tumei, you could put it into the mikvah to retire it. Vashenken yotza sheretz. Yotza sheretz. It goes out, though, a sheretz. She'ein loy tayra. This tumah the sheretz of a mouse, a weasel that dies, a sheretz, a shekaz that dies. It's a sheretz, it has an avatumah. If you put it into the mikvah, it's still tumah. It has no tire of a mikvah. So therefore, you don't have the issa of bringing the sheretz into the base of Migdash. Mashenka is a keli that was makabo tumah from the sheretz. That could be has a tire in the mikvah. So since if you put it into the mikvah's tor, it passed the issa not to bring it into the base of Migdash. So this is Shmuel's halacha. So more lema mesayile. Let me bring a raya to Shmuel. That means lema mesayile. The pasuk says mizochor ad nekeva tisholchu. You should throw him out of the base of Migdash if the tamei. Prat the brisa says prat lekli cheres. A kli cheres also you don't have to throw out. If you have a tamedik earthly keli, you don't have to throw it out of the base of Migdash. Or there's no way to bring it in. Divra of Yosi Aglili. It's not of Yosi Aglili. It's my timer. How come you're allowed to bring in a tomadika kli cheres, an earthly kli, that's tumah you could bring into the base of Migdash? Why? Are you being matama the base of Migdash? Lav mishum, the less let tire of a mikvah. We have a raya the way Shmuel dashes is posik. A kli cheres also has no tire of a mikvah. A kli cheres that's tumah, the only answer is to break it. But if you put it into the mikvah, it's not a tyrant. So since this keli has no tire of a mikvah, there's no issa of bringing it into the base of Migdash. So raya to Shmuel. Zotamara loy. I'll tell you, from here, this price, it wouldn't be a raya. I'll tell you, mi shenasa av hatuma yotza kli cheres sheina nasa av hatuma. The diik of mizochav yateva has to be somebody that could become an av hatuma. A person, an isha, could become an av hatuma. If they're a zova, if they're a zav, they have a din av hatuma. Something that could become an av hatuma, that has a din not to bring into the base of Migdash. Now, a kli cheres can never become an av hatuma. Or the kelim Rashi explained in Taisa say, like Taisa here, the top says Yotze Kli Cheres Shein Nas Avatuman. Pirush Mekuntris to Lemedris Loichazi. The Gavi Tumas Meis Ksiv V'Chotav Biyom Hashvin Kli Cheres Lav Bachiti. Those other kelim could become an Avatum Alf Medrish. If a Zav or a Nida sits on top of those kelim, they sit on them. They're matamid and they become an Avatumah. So So any other keli could become a as look turmas medrus. That if the zav sits on top of its matamrit, mashenken kli cheres is not makabel turmas medrus. Kli cheres is very sakosiv, doesn't have turmas medrus. So kli cheres in itself can never become an avatuma. So since it can become an avatuma, that's why it doesn't have the din to be matamrit based on midish. That's the drosha from izocha v'yatnikevim. It has to be something that could become an avatuma. So all kelim could become an avatuma, but this pshat though was sheretz. A sheretz is an avatuma, so it'd be also to bring a sheretz into the Beis Hamikdash. This would not be a raya to Shmuel. It could be a sheretz is also, because a sheretz is an avatuma. No, kli cheretz is a different chsorin, because the kli cheretz in itself can never become an avatuma. Other kelim, yes, because tumas medris, and even ayah meis. If a mace touches a keli, it becomes navatuma. So Tais says also, it says in the parasha of tumas mace, only something that has a tarib a mikvah has a tumas mace. But a kli cheres that doesn't have a tarib a mikvah is not makabel tumas mace. So therefore, kli cheres has a nuchsarim, it can never become a navatuma. That's why it has no tumas. It's not also to bring it into the base of Migdish. But it could be a sheretz is also. Tomorrow, lay makatanoi. Let's say it's a machlekes anoim. Shmuel's halacha. If a sheretz is mutter to bring in or not to bring in, maybe it's a machlokes tanoim. Where's the machlokes tanoim? Our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, sheretz shenimtsu b'migdash. You find the sheretz in the base of Migdash, is alochom, koyin moitziyoy b'yamanayu. The koyin is allowed to take it out with his gartel. Shlerli sheretz is a tumah. It's not kedai to let the tumah stay there. Get it out as soon as possible. Divu Rabbi Yechanan Mabruka. Zal Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yehudu Raimano. There's no rush. Don't be mitami yibegodim, but rather look around the tzava shalates, look around for wooden pliers, and moitziyoy. Shlele rabbis is a tumah. Kedai not to be mitami magata, don't be mitami any kelim, take your time, look around for wooden kelim. So what's the machlokes here with kedai to take your time? Or no, Rav Yochanan says you can't take the time, get it out of there right away. His zechur, this is the machlokes. My lab, okay, miflugi. Taman diyom shlele shoyis. Rabbi Yochanan says, get it out of there right away. Don't let it stay in the base of Migdish. Kisobar, hamach nisheres lemigdish, chayiv. There's mamash an issue deraisum of bringing the sheretz into the base of Migdish. So now when you find the sheretz in the Migdish, there's an issue to get it out of there. That's the posit tishochu. Throw it out. So maybe as soon as possible, get it out. So if you don't have any wooden kalim right now, don't wait and look around for them. But right now, not to have the issue of the tumah in the Migdish, get it out of there right away. That's Rabbi Yochanan's smorah. Oman the Yama, Mashiach the next man the Yama of Yehuda that says no, take your time. Shler the Rabbis is the biggest svara, not to matana the godin. Therefore, take your time. Kisaver he holds that Hamachnis Sheretz leMigdish Potem. There's no Issa deraisam by bringing the Sheretz into the base of Migdish. So Mela, true. So Bezoi, there's no Issa deraisam to bring it in. Why should I take it out altogether? That's why she says, because that's treat that's not nice. It's a dove mias to have a shmutzig gazak like a sheretz in the base of Migdash. It's not nice. So treat it as a svar, you should take it out. But there's no issur deraisa by not taking it out. So Melav, you the holes. What do you want to be a rush and take it out right away to Matami Begodim? It's not kedai. There's no issur involved. Stam, it's not nice to have it there. Good, take your time, find the wooden keli, and then you get it out of there. So the chur, that's the machlekes. Rav Yochanan says, no, you can't take your time, because there's an issur deraisa having the sheretz in the base of Migdash. And if you don't know, there's no issur deraisa. It's tam, it's not a nice thing to have it there. Good, but I can't be matam of my begotten because of that. So I wait until I find the keli to take it out. At the bottom of Rashi says, Kisavra, machne sheretz the Migdash potter. The loy binin shiluach midiraisa. Midiraisa, you don't have to take the sheretz out of the base of Migdash. Hilkach lematchish shvus. Mikanei on the heichel of Meulam, who the maskin and lay mishum covered shchina lay him idu chacham devrayim. Als covered as shchina, it's not nice in the shchina in the ulam in the base of Migdash should be a sheretz. That's why the rabbanu will mat you to carry it out. But there's no rush though. So merely you have no right to matama yibegodim. So the answer is wait until you find the wooden keli and then take it out. So chura the machlekes Shmuel's din is the machlekes tanoim in our Mishnah. So the Mara Loi, Shmuel answer, you know, why didn't Shmuel say, is not told the Machlokes Tanoim? Loi. The Kula Yama holds Taka Chayiv. Everybody holds like Shmuel. No, forget, the Kula Yama is not like Shmuel. It could be the Kula Yama is not like Shmuel. Everybody holds. That's the Locha. That is Taka also to bring the Sheretz into the Beis Hamikdash. We don't hold from Shmuel's Drosha. We hold from the other Drosha better. The Mizoch of Yadne Keva just means Lafuki Kli Cheretz that can become an Avatuma. But anything that is an avatuma could become an avatuma. There's an issa you have to get out of the base of Migdash. Aber so wie hoch, was der Machleik ist denn? Wo kam ich flogi? Masa, wa shia tumes adif. Rabbi Yechon holds, it's a terrible thing to let the tumah wait. So mainly you have to get it out of there as soon as possible. Masa, Rabbi Yehuda holds, afu shia tumah adif. It's not true. You're not allowed to have the shevets there. But what do you want to do? You want to rush and be matama, you begot him. You're not allowed to do that either. You're not supposed to be matama or kain is begot him. So that's worse. He holds us the bigger issa, going and doing a maisa, kumbi asay, be matame, be godim, rather than just waiting, shevi atase, not doing anything, wait until you get a tzavis. So he holds, this is better. So that's the machloikis. Everybody holds us an issa deraisa. The shala, what's better? Is it better to get it out right away? That's more chomer, even though you have to be matame, be godim. And if you don't know, it's kedai not to be matame, be godim, that's worse. So wait a while, and then you'll take it out. So the Gemara Ella, so maybe we have no machloikis in Shmuel's din. Where Ella kani tanoi, maybe I'll tell you another machloikis that's told the machloikis Shmuel. Ella kani tanoi. The Tanan, mehechin moitzi noisoi. Next part of the Mishnah says it's machloikis to how far out, which part of the Beis Hamikdash do you have a right to take it out on Shabbos? What's the machloikis? The Tanakh once said only the heichel and the ulam and up until the mizbeach, but the rest of the azara no. And the Akiva said even though azara also you can take it out. What's the machloikis tolian? My labokim iflagi. The man the yama meyazor loy. The first man the yama that says only from the ulam, Reb Shimon ben Enes. That says only from the ulam and the heichel up until the mizbeach. But the azor no, he holds what kisaver hamachne sheres the midrash potter. Hello, there's no wisdom in the raitzim of having a sheres in the midrash. And therefore, what's that to take it out? Only mishun kovet shchina. So therefore, only the places that are right next to Kodesh HaKadoshim, right next to the Shechina, that's what's Osir. So therefore, in the Heichel, in the Ulam, and right next to the Mizbeach, in the Heichel, in the Ulam, that place is Osir. But the rest of the Azorah is not called the Fnei Hashem, it's not called right next to Machne Shechina, that's Taka, you gotta leave it there. There's no din to take it out. That's shot in the first one, Rav Shimon ben Enes. Oman diyama mekula Azorah, but Rabbi Kiva that says no, from the whole Azorah, any place he says that there's an issa to come in there betumah, you're allowed to take it out. The churuk sava he holds chayiv. He holds that the din of a sheretz in the Beis Hamikdash it's also to be there. So mele any place that it's also for a tumah to walk into, you have to take the sheretz out. Therefore, any place in the azar it's also for a tumah person to walk in there. Any place chayiv koris, you have to take the sheretz out. So churuk that's the machlokes in the mishnah between the Shimon ben Enes and the Bekiva. So the morning, omerak. Amar Rav Yechanan Ushneya Mikrecha Doshu. Like Rashi says, Amar Rav Yechanan Linyan Eluye Kuliyama Machne Sheretz Chayiv. Could be that's not the machlokes here. Maybe both of them hold not like Shmuel. Both of them hold that if you bring a sheretz into the Mikdash, you take a chayiv. Now the machlokes now Mishnah is a linyan lohoitzi. Machlokes is from which part of the Mikdash, if you find it there, do you have a right to take it out on Shabbos? A linyan lohoitzi. Hanimtsa biyazar b'Shabbos. If you find the sheretz in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, b'hai krop ligi. The machlekes in the Mishnah, can you take it out of the azar or not? What is the machlekes told in? It's a new machlekes in this pasuk. Pasuk of Divrei Yonim and Divrei Yomim. The pasuk says, "Vayavoyu akahanim lepnima beis Hashem." So the kahanim came into the heichon to kodesh kadoshim litar to metayrit. That's what they wanted to get out when they first came up from the goyim to take out all the tumas avoy the zorah the goyim puts there. So first the Kohanim came into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and Matayr took out the Tumas Avodah Zarah. V'yotziyu eis kol ha-tumah Hashem motzo b'heichal Hashem lachotzer. Beis Hashem, they took out all the Avodah Zarahs from the Heichal, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, out of it, into the Chotzer, is into the Azorah. That's what the Kohanim did. Rashi says, V'yavoyu ha-Kohanim p'nima Beis Hashem b'heichal v'yotziyu ha-tumah Avodah Zarah v'takru v'seho shein metanim b'yoyil. All the avodah zorahs that the goyim put into the heichal, that's what you have a right to take out. Where did the kohanim take it out to? Lechotze beis Hashem to the azorah. The kohanim took it out from the kodesh hakadoshim into the azorah. Now, by yekablu halaviyim lohitziyur lenachal kidron. Once it was in the azorah, who took it further from the azorah into the nachal kidron to throw it out altogether? That was Leviim, not the kohanim. But Leviim took it further into the Nachal Kidron Chutza. They threw it out. Trashi beikavlu Leviim loitziu mishom Nachal Kidron. Av kahanim acherim loy metamim. But have new kahanim now to come and take this avodah zarah. That's atomic. If you touch it, to let these kahanim carry it out would not matter. Afa pisha etzrichim anoshim harbe. Even though it needed a lot of people, elu matziim in heichal yazorah. That these that took it out from the heichal to the yazorah. Avilu mishom luchutz. but to carry it from the Azorah further out, that Leviim hu demetamin. We only let Leviim do it now. Because if you touch an Avodah Zorah, touch a Takrubas Avodah Zorah, it's metame you. So we don't want Kahanim to metame themselves. Therefore, the Leviim did it, not the Kahanim. V'loi Kahanim. That's Pshan this Pasuk. Now, what's our Machlokes, the Gemara? Ma Sover. That's Benanis, the first man the Yom HaMishnah holds. Midi Ishtani Biazor B'Leviim. So you see, Tumma Biazor B'Leka. Without you see that by taking the Tumma, taking the Avodah Zorah out of the Azorah, outside, we're not matter the Kahanim to do it. We made a shinu and said, Leviim, take it out. Mashmat not such a chomadika din to get a chomadika thing out of the Azorah. That's why we're not matter Kahanim to do it. That's why the Apostle said, the Kahanim only took the tumor out of the Heichol into the Azorah. Because that you have to get it out. You can't have tumor in the Azorah. But to take it out from the Azorah further, it's not awesome in the Raisa. So therefore, we're not matter Kahanim to matama themselves further, but rather we say, Leviim, you come and take it further. Rashi says, "Denena sovar midyishtani tumis azorah mekahanim." The Leviim, since once the avoid the zorah came out of the heichal into the azorah, we don't let kahanim do it. On Leviim, shemamina heicha the isa be azorah. When you have a tumah digazak like an avoid the zorah in the azorah, loy maskinin le biaverum. You have no right to take it out of there in the life of an averum. And here to let kahanim come and do it in averum, because the kohen is also to matamar himself. So we don't let a Kayan to do an Avera to take out an Avodah Zorah from the Azara outside. We rather tell Leviim do it. Elam Hadrina Nahatera, let's find a Levi. There's no Issur for Levi to Matam himself. For the Shabbos Namala the Chinit Shavus. So now that's the Nenesis for our Mishnah also, that on Shabbos, if you find a Sheretz in the Azara, since there's no Issur the Raisa, so now we're not Matthew to do a Shavus of taking a Sheretz on Shabbos and taking it out. So we're not Matthew a Shavus, we say let it stay in the Azara.
He
holds there's no raya from this din here.
Avada tome that's in the Azor, it's awesome the raisum. You have to take it out of there. Therefore, now Mishnah on Shabbos, if you find the sheretz in the Azorah, it's awesome the raisum. You have a right to take it out. Since it's only a shvus touching a muksa, you're allowed to carry it outside. Why does the Pasuk say here that when the Kahanim took the Avodah Zorah out of the Heichal into the Azorah, Mikan Veil, he can't use Kahanim anymore? But there it is, because you have a partial way to do it the Heter. Like, since you could do it the Heter, why do it the Yisr? So in other words, to go into the Heichal, it's also for a Levi to go into a Heichal. The only person that's allowed to go into the Heichal is only a Kohen. So therefore, we're only matter the Kohanim to go into the Heichal, because they're the only ones that go there. So they go there and take the Tumah, Avodah Zorah, out of the Heichal, into the Azorah. But once it's in the Azorah now, Mamonashach, for a Levi to take it further, there's no Issur d'Oraisa at all. So why should you be matter to let Kohanim carry it further and be matama themselves? There's no reason to be over Issur d'Oraisa. That's what the Pasuk means. But there's no right to say that when the Avodah Zorah stopped in the Azorah, it's mutim midiraisa to stay there. No, it's also midiraisa. It has to be taken further. But the question is, no, who's going to take it further now? He just told there's no heter for Kahanim to do it, because for them, they'll be matam themselves as Nisi deraisa. Let a Levi do it. A Levi's not matam himself. So, Mela, from this plus, you have no right to say that in the Azorah there's no Nisi deraisa. How about there is an Nisi deraisa there? But just that, why do be Issa? Do it the heter better. So Melab Kitzur is no right, we have no machlokes anoyim in this din. The maskana is more mashma gemara's nemzon that avada there is an issur d'oraisa for sheretz to come into the Beis HaMikdash. You can't bring it in, and if it's there, you have to take it out midiraisa also. The Rashi says the lo yevsha the heichol lo yaili leviim, because in the heichol the kodesh hakodashim a levi is not allowed to go. The afilu kahanim asir lemeil ella be'avoda dichsir ve'ayova bechol esel hakodesh. Not only on the Kohen Gadol could go on Yom Kippur, he could go into Kodesh HaKadoshim. So therefore, only a Kohen could go in there. Mashen Kain in the Azorah where Leviim could go, we let Leviim take it out. So the Maratana Rabbonin, HaKohen Nechnosim Beheichom. Anybody's allowed to go into the Heichom, live nice, to build it. If that's what we say, it's an Issa to go in, only a Kohen Gadol, that's time to go in. But if you're going in for another person to build it, then it's Mutter. Who are then Lasakin? That's time to build the Metchilom, but to fix it up. Who are then to take it out? Really, anybody could do it. Or mitzvah the kohanim, but I call upon him. It's a mitzvah to let a kohen do it. Without he's allowed to go in there sometime. Mishum avodah, it's a mitzvah to let a kohen. But really, for stama there's no kohanim around to let a yisrael by says to go in there. There wouldn't be an issur d'oraisa. im ein shom kahanim, if you're no kahanim to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then nichnosim levim. We let a Levi go in. Because it's not called a bias reikum. He's not coming in for nothing. He's going in there for a purpose to take the sheretz out. So mashma, that's mutim midiraisa. Ein shom levim, if there are no levim around on him, and nichnosim yisraelim, you even let a Yisrael go into the Heichos of Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out a sheretz that's there. The ed tore in to mayim loy, but both told only let a Torah-dika person go in, not a Talmudika person. Because since a Talmudika person has a zaytik iser not to go into betuma, we don't let a Talmudika person go in. Omer Rav Huna, Rav Kana Messiah Kahani. Rav Kana always gave itzes for the Kahanim. He made it easier for the Kahanim. Like we'll soon see the Eitz. Like Rashi says, Messiah Kahani diomel kamon Kahanim tmeyim adifi mitori Yisraelim. He holds no, at the last svarim. If you have a Kohen, even though he's Tamei, he comes first rather than Yisrael the Torah. The Tani Rav Kana, Mitoch Shenema, since the Pasuk says, Ach Ela Parochus Lo Yovoi, you're not allowed to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Yochol Lo Yiyu Kohanim Bali Mumim, Nichnosim, Bein Ulem Ulem Mizbeach, La Sois Ruku Yepachim, maybe even a Kohen is a Bal Mum, can't even walk between the Ulem and the Mizbeach. Time to do avoid the do lasis rukuya pachim. That's like to bang down the gold to make the gold that you need for the mizbeach. Rashi says rukuya tatsim shelzov. Used to bang down the gold for the binyan. Shemachafin ben base kodesh hakadoshim etoichem. Used to cover up the kodesh hakadoshim with the gold. So I would think maybe a kohen can't even walk there. A kohen that's a baal mum. Talmudim the pasuk says no acholik. That is a chilik. The Rashi acholik kloimer. Ochin v'rakin miyutin. There's a miyut. Kol esim v'gam ribuyin. Yeah. Cholik miyutim locha shari laluye. That any time you're doing it l'shem locha, it's mutter to go in. Acholik. That if your purpose to walk through, even though you're baal mum, but your purpose is to do this avoida of knocking down the gold to make it fit to put on the mizbeah on the kodesh kedoshim, that's mutter. Now v'tmimimin v'tmi acholik mitzvah v'tmimim. That the mitzvah is let a kohen tam. A tam walk in. Of ain't sham tamimim, you have no kanda tamimim, nichnasim balimumim. You are allowed balimumim walk into that place. Now mitzvah v'torim, mitzchilat the mitzvah to have a Torah dika kohen walk in there. Ain't sham torim, if you have no torim, nichnasim tamayim. You're allowed to let a tamidika person walk in there. Of the idivid kanim in Yisraelim loy. That's where Rav Kana learns. That there's a mile of having a kohen over Yisrael. Even though the kohen is tamay, still we let the kohen walk in between the ulam and the mizbeach, let him do this work of flattening out the gold rather than letting the Yisrael do it. So that's what the Gemara said before. Rahuna said that Rav Kana is Messiah Kahani. Rav Kana like give advantages to a kohen. He says rather have a kohen do it, even though he's tomei, than have Yisrael do it. So the Gemara boyelihu tomei yobal mum ezum yam nichnas. You have two kahanim here. One kohen is a tomei kohen, and one kohen is a bal mum. Which one should go in to do this avodah of knocking down the gold? Like both have a chesaron, each one is something wrong. One is tamei and one is a baal mum. And if you don't have any of them, you let either one go. But you have a choice, which one is better? So tomorrow, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Omar Rav tamei nichnas. It's better to have a kohen tamei walk in. Why? Do ishtore be avodah sibur. A kol ponim, a kohen tamei, certain times he's allowed to do the avodah. By a korban sibur, we say tumah hutra, tumah dechuya, but sibur. So since by Korban Sibur that you're allowed to do it, even B'Tomei, so you see a Tomei has a Milah. Sometimes he could do the Avoida, he's more Choshem. Hashem, and a Baal Mum can never do the Avoida, so a Tomei, Tomei Kain is more Choshem than a Kain Baal Mum. We have Lezer Raimah, no, Baal Mum Nichnas, the Baal Mum goes in first. Do Ishtori Dachilas Kodeshim, because the Baal Mum is allowed to eat the Korban at least. He can't do the Avoida. But after they did the Avoida, to eat the Kodeshim, a Baal Mum is allowed to eat it. Mashenk and a kohen is tummy is also in the rice of empty kochim. Since he's tummy, can't eat kochim. So that's a big chesaron. That's this machlekes. Who's better, a kohen tummy or a kohen? Baal mum is this machlekes. Both have studim. One is good and one is no good. If Shimon on there, Shimon says last part of the mishnah was if Shimon said mokem shatir lecho chachamim mishelcho nosnu. What do you mean to say? The more Reb Shimon Hechikoi, where's Reb Shimon going on talking about that the chachamim gave it from you? They gave you something. What did they give you? The Gemara Hossam Koi is going on the Gemara before we had. It's none. Mi Shehechshech, the Gemara in Shabbos had this before. Mi Shehechshech Chus Tchum. Some at the beginning of Shabbos was right outside the Tchum of the city. His Afilu Am Achas, even though he's only one Am outside the city, Lo Yikonis. He's not allowed to walk inside the city. He's called out of the tchum. He can't come in the city. We have Shimon Oyman, no, afilo chomesh asor amah. Even if there's 15 namas outside the tchum, still yikonis. He's allowed to come into the city. Because when they first make the place where the tchum ends, they don't do a perfect job. They don't pull the string all the way to get exactly the tchum. In order for this purpose, that somebody makes a mistake and walks outside the boundary line of the tchum, they should still be allowed to come into the city. That when they first measured, they purposely made a mistake to say, here's the boundary of the tchum, but really there's another 15 amis where the tchum really ends. Now, to call Matanakama, Lo Yikone, the Tanakama says, if you're even one Amma outside of the city, outside of the Tchum, you can't come in. For Yom Le'ab Shimon Yikone, Reb Shimon says, no, you're allowed to come in. Why are you allowed to come in? Because Reb Shimon says, Mokim Shatir Lecho Chachomim, Mishalecho Nosn Lecho. Because when the Chachomim counted the Tchum, the extra 15 Ammas outside the Tchum really still belongs to you. It's really the Alpayim Amma first ends 15 Ammas later. Now, they made the point where the Tchum ends 15 amas earlier, today people shouldn't come to make the mistake. But that's the reason why you're allowed to come in. All right, let's stop here.
Yeah, the last Gemara is, the Mishnah says, the end, Shle, Hitiru Lecho Elo Mishum Shvus. Reb Shimon says, there's something that's only Muta Mishum Shvus. So the Gemara, Heichi Koi, where is Reb Shimon going that he's talking about something that's Muta Mishum Shvus, Mishum something that's only Yosem Ad Rabbonin? So the Gemara, Hosam Koi, is going on the Gemara before. The Yom Matanakama Koshroi, we had before, if the kinur, if the harp breaks on Shabbos, that the first man the Yom said, we'll have to fix it on Shabbos, and even make a kshira, tie the strings together, which is Nisi the Raisan. Still he holds that Machshira Mitzvah is Doich HaShabbos, you'll have to tie the string on Shabbos. The Yom Malay Reb Shimon answered back and said, no, Oinvo, you should know you're only allowed to make a bow. As we darshan Aniva, the Loi Ostfila Dechi Yivchate Sharwale Rabbonin. Now Reb Shimon is being masbik explaining himself. Why only a bow? Because Reb Shimon holds that machshira mitzvah is not doicha Shabbos. You have no right to do an issur d'oraisa, even though it's for the purpose of being able to, like, hear the levim to say their shir, to sing, which is the purpose of the karbonis. Still, the hechsher, something that's not the actual korban itself, just something you need to be able to do the korban, is not doicha Shabbos. So you have no right to do an issur d'oraisa. Therefore, Shimon explains himself that it's only matter to do an aniva, a bow, because the bow is only yosim mid rabbonin. Since there's only nosim isim mid rabbonin, in the tzorech beis hamikdash, tzorech gevoya, the rabbonin will make it to say you are allowed to make a bow here on this harp that broke on Shabbos. So that's what he's explaining himself. Tloyostu dechi of chatis, sharvule rabbonin. It's an aniva, a bow, which is not yosim mid raisa, it's only yosim mid rabbonin, the rabbonin will make it. Mashen kem kshira, to make a knot, mamash, to tie back the harp, to tie back the pieces together, the string, diyosl l'dechi v'chatis, that there would be an issur d'oraisa, lo sharvale rabbonin. On that, the rabbonin would not matter. Because Reb Shimon Shit read that an issur d'oraisa is not mutter, we do not say hechsh mitzvah z'deicha Shabbos. Hadrin alecha amoitzi tfidlo nuslikolo mesechta ervin. Yeah, that's the last Rashi says here, after the Gemara says that Kshira is the Osel of the Chiv Chattis, that a Kshira will come to be over Nisid Raisa, Mashma right now by making this knot, there's no Nisid Raisa. So Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, the Osel of the Chiv Chattis, be Medina, is the Gzeiro Shema Yikshar Kesheshar Kayoma. Like it could be you'll have a way of doing it that's only Osel of the Rabbanan and not. Make the knot on Das with your mind that you'll take it out right away. It's a kesher sheinu shakayoma, which is mutter midiraisa. So why isn't that mutter? So that's the explanation. No, since a kshira, by making the knot, sometimes it will stay there, loilam, lekayoma, which is also midiraisa, therefore any kshira is also, even a kshira which is not shakayoma. Mashenke in a bow, which is never shayach to be over nisi diraisa, there the rabbonim will make them. And in the base, by the migdash, mashenke in chutz from the base of migdash, it's also. Hadron lecha moitzit film, slikul lo mesechta ervin.